This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. There are all kinds of questions that people would like to ask President Biden. They'd like to ask President Trump. Maybe even some people would like to ask some questions of, say, Vice President Harris. But there are questions in general about the election drama that has already been kicked off. It is unprecedented. There is no historical precedent whatsoever of having an announced front-running candidate for president 2 years before the election. But that's what we have, and what we have are six big questions also for the first 6 months of the pre-presidential campaign drama. That's the name of a terrific piece that appeared over at the Hill website. It is written by Myra Adams, who writes about politics and religion for numerous publications. She is a Real Clear politics contributor, and she also writes a Sunday Bible study on Town Hall. She served on the creative team of two GOP presidential campaigns. That was for President George W. Bush's triumphal reelection campaign in 2004, and for Senator McCain in 2008. Myra Adams, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a great pleasure. The first big question is really the biggest one, in which the American people appear to have made up their minds. But the question is, will President Biden run for reelection? Or will he announce at some point that if he, for whatever reason he adduces, is not going to make the race? The polling is overwhelming that even a third of Democrats don't want him to run again, right?
That is correct. I think right now he is tormented by this decision. I know over Thanksgiving it was written that he had the family meeting and they decided, you know, hopefully they decided, who knows what they decided, but I'm certainly sure it was a difficult meeting. And right now, nobody knows. I don't even think he knows, honestly. But we do know that if he doesn't run, all political hell will break loose.
And that's because there is no obvious successor. In other words, if I think we can agree that if Trump right now withdrew, which is something else ardently to wish for, if Trump withdrew from the race, there would be a very clear front runner, who would be Governor DeSantis. But who would the Democratic front runner be if Biden withdrew?
Well, by virtue of her title, it would be the vice president. But that is a problem because her favorable rating is worse than his. And she's just not very popular. She's not seen as a strong candidate. And that puts more pressure on him if he does decide to run, because he will be 82. He literally turns 82 like 2 weeks after Election Day in 2024. So you have an 82-year-old president with a very unpopular vice president, assuming she is still on the ticket. And that puts more pressure on her and makes people say, oh, my goodness, what if there's, you know, something tragic happens and it's President Harris? It's like, oh, my goodness. So the Republicans are really going to hammer that home. If he does declare that he is going to run and keeps her on the ticket, Republicans are just going to hammer that nonstop. You know, President Harris, and just who knows what's going to happen. But they are going to be saying that over and over again.
Yeah, there's also the question, and to do your questions in order, will President Biden run for re-election? You expect that because of the president saying that he would and make the announcement early next year, that probably by the end of January he will have given some indication. Is that right?
Well, he has actually said that. He actually said that by the beginning of next year. Those are his words. So all we can do is just wait and see what happens. Obviously, that sets the tone for the entire 2024 race. But then you also have a situation where if he declines to run, he would be a lame duck for 2 years. And that does have, I believe, I wrote this in my piece, national security implications, because I think our enemies would think that that's a sign of weakness in our country, and they may act more aggressively. That's just pure speculation, but a two-year lame duck, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, it's and especially, again, a lame duck with that vice president there. You also speculate later in the piece about if the Biden campaign does decide to run again, they would probably see it as a priority to replace Kamala Harris. But how would they do that without incurring all kinds of wrath from people who were celebrating her annunciation as vice president as a great step forward for America because she's female and black?
Well, I also say that I think she is not easily replaceable. No vice president is easily replaceable. So it would have to be a situation where her poll numbers are showing that she is really pulling him down. It would have to be a real crisis situation for him to replace her. So I'm not really saying that she's going to be replaced. I think they probably, you know, some strategist sitting in the DNC probably want to replace her, but, you know, that's just not really going to be possible because she is the base of the party. She's a woman, and she's a non-white woman. And those two demographic categories are the base of the Republican Party. So I think she's
Democratic Party.
I don't know how they can replace her.
Democratic Party, you meant.
The Democrat Party. She is the, you know, she's the base of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, and okay, one of the things you speculate about in your piece, which is fascinating, which is a potential strategy for dumping her, would be either that she runs for Dianne Feinstein's seat in the Senate, which is coming up. And Dianne Feinstein, that is really deeply embarrassing. I mean, the one situation that she has, she is much less sharp and up to date than Joe Biden himself, and she's also older, and so she is not widely expected to run for re-election, and so Kamala Harris could try to go back to the Senate from California, taking Dianne Feinstein's seat, or and I thought this was fascinating. Biden could try to appoint her to the Supreme Court if there is another Supreme Court vacancy. Is she confirmable?
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, this is all like speculation upon speculation. Again, we just have to wait and see, because even something like this even happening is just really not on the radar at all. I mean, part of being an opinion writer is you can speculate about things. You can bring things up, and they're kind of fun to talk about. But, you know, whether or not it really comes down to, you know, she being replaced on the ticket and then what would she do afterwards, it's really fun to talk about. It's parlor talk. So who knows? You just don't know, and that's what makes politics so exciting. You know, one of the things I write in here is expect the unexpected. That is the only surefire political axiom that we can just count on all the time. Just expect things to happen that we have no idea are going to happen.
Okay, we will continue to look at those things and these six big questions that will be answered sometime in the next 6 months of this presidential epic campaign. We'll be right back with Myra Adams coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. A Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Michael Medved Show, joined by Myra Adams, who is a Real Clear Politics contributor. She has a new column And the column is about the six big questions that need to be answered as this election season, this very big election that we not only choose 33 new members of the Senate, 23 of those people who are up next time are going to be Democrats, which means it will be a tough year for them to hold the Senate. But also the question of the President of the United States, where the nomination on both sides is very much in question. You ask, one of the questions you ask is, what will be the early Republican perspective in 2023? And you acknowledge in your piece that it is completely unprecedented that there is a declared presidential candidate who happens to be the front runner this early before Election Day in 2024. That's, and as you put it, that's not an easy position to withhold. What makes Trump particularly vulnerable during these 2 years?
Well, what makes him vulnerable is just trying to maintain excitement and the money and just keep interest going, because you basically have 2 years. That is an eternity in politics. That's actually centuries in politics. So all I can say with him is watch out, watch your back, and there are going to be a lot of other candidates that are going to want to knock him down. And as we also know, bizarre things happen with Donald Trump, as what happened with the dinner at Mar-a-Lago. That's going to generate fallout that I think is worse than what he tried to do in 2020 to overturn the election.
Did you hear about the statement this morning by Kanye West, by Ye, on the Alex Jones InfoWars show?
I did not.
He said, every human being has value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler. And he said he loved Nazis, and there are good things about Hitler.
I mean, it's,
and again, he was comparing that and the Nazis, who he said invented microphones. Hitler invented microphones. He invented highways. And comparing that to Jewish people who were trying to control his contracts and all of the media and the banks and killing people.
Okay. Well, welcome to Life in America. When you have these crazy people dominate headlines, and
don't you think that we're talking about President Trump and the impact on his campaign? Don't you think he has to go a little bit further than he has to try to dissociate himself from people like Ye and Nick Fuentes?
Absolutely, because what it does is it brands every office holder as an anti-Semite and a racist and a white nationalist. If he doesn't come out and basically say, this is unacceptable, I have no more contact with ye, then it's still not even going to help, because Trump has been a friend with him for a long time. It's really a matter of Donald Trump has to decide if he's going to be a role model for a future president more than what he's ever been before. So it's all going to be up to him, his behavior, and whether or not the American people want to deal with this continuous drama.
Well, one of the questions that you ask in the piece that you think will be answered is that by June of 2023, will the Justice Department have issued some kind of indictment against President Trump?
Well, I believe they have to at some point. They can't let this go on forever. They have to. And that just has its whole host of questions that come from it. Either way, there are going to be massive political consequences. So you have to have the law. That's really what it comes down to. The only playbook is the law. Did he break the law? And if Trump broke the law, then he should be indicted. And it's really as simple as that. And it, just politics getting in the middle of it, you know, obviously mucks it up. But it's, we are a nation of law. And that is, I think Merrick Garland has said that on several occasions also.
I do know that there are some people, I speak to them, who are very strong Trump supporters, and they believe that if he is indicted for the documents at Mar-a-Lago, for not returning documents that he was supposed to have returned, that there are a lot of people who will think he is being victimized, he is being attacked again, he is being made an example of, that this would never have happened to Barack Obama or anybody else who did some. And after all, where is the harm? Where is the damage, really? He broke some regulations about holding documents. Do you think that is a case that Trump and his supporters are likely to make?
Well, the victim... Playing the victim card starts with Donald Trump. He actually said that just recently, that he's a victim. So that...
And that was his announcement of candidacy.
Yeah, he's a victim. Okay, fine. If you're a victim, we're all victims. But where's the law? And the law is pretty clear. You cannot take classified documents and hide them and keep them from the government when the government wants them back. I mean, it's actually pretty simple. So if an average person had done what he did, that person would already be in jail. And there's already been, you know, many circumstances where people have taken classified documents, sometimes even by accident, and they have had, you know, consequences. So, again, it goes down to the law. Are we a nation of laws or are we not? So, and I just believe that is the question that the American people, you know, really want an answer to.
Well, we will be getting our answers. Let me ask you very quickly. You've written warmly about Governor DeSantis as if it is not Ron DeSantis as the alternative to Trump. Is there somebody from that lesser tier who you think is likely to emerge?
Well, somebody has to emerge. We know that. But
yeah, but I'm saying if it's not Ron DeSantis, then who?
Yes, no, somebody. That's what I mean. Someone besides Ron DeSantis will emerge. Who that's going to be, there's no obvious frontrunner. DeSantis, you could say, is the frontrunner right now, but he's not been proven on a national stage. Obviously, Pence is throwing his hat in the ring at some point. Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, Ted Cruz. I mean, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a circus. We know that. And, you know, may the best person win.
Don't forget about Tim Scott. Myra Adams, a pleasure speaking with you. Her piece is posted up at our website under the heading Six Big Questions About the Next 6 Months of This Presidential Epic. We'll be right back with a rapper facing the death penalty. Why? We'll get to it on the MedVet Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are signs inflation might be slightly cooling off.
The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 5% from a year ago, as expected. The PCE is the Fed's favorite inflation measure because it excludes volatile food and energy prices. The Senate Agriculture Committee is holding the first of several congressional hearings to investigate what went wrong with failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun tells Fox News that crypto needs to be correctly regulated and understood.
We've got a lot to learn, not only about the industry, the components of it. It is going to need some regulation if it's going to probably grow in an orderly way.
President Biden is welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House today. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medved Show, there is news of a rapper who is in trouble with the government. And it's not the usual thing you might hear of illegal possession of a firearm or shooting or a drug violation of any kind. This is serious. This is somebody who is being charged with a very intense crime, which is basically a war against the earth. The Washington Post reports the corruption on earth is the actual title of the charge over in the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Tumash Salahi is no stranger to controversy, reports the Washington Post. Last year, the Iranian rapper was arrested for songs criticizing the government and denouncing those he described as apologists for the Iranian government abroad. He was released on bail earlier this year, but it wasn't long before he found himself in prison again, and this time he may pay the ultimate price, which involves execution. The 31-year-old rapper was among thousands of Iranians who took to the streets across the country to protest the death of 22-year-old Kurdish-Iranian woman in custody of the so-called morality police. Amasa Jina Amini was arrested on September 13th for allegedly wearing an improper hijab. She didn't even have bare hair. She had an improper hijab, and she died 3 days later, sparking a nationwide uprising, together with the reports and assumptions that she was brutalized by the so-called morality police who had arrested her. In one video that he shared on Instagram, Tomas Salahi, this rapper, called on fellow Iranians to support the uprising in any way they could, while fellow demonstrators shouted anti-government slogans. He also channeled his anger in the way he knew best, with searing and uncompromising lyrics directed against the country's establishment. "We come from the bottom, we hit the top of the pyramid," Salahi's most recent track opened. He went on to describe the current upheaval as the Islamic Republic's year of colossal failure. He also rapped about the victims of the Iranian justice system, including the one whose crime was hair that moved in the wind. In a direct reference to protesters opposing the mandatory hijab. Less than a week later, Salahi was arrested again. For his friends and relatives, there was little news at first. His family has not been allowed to meet with him, while the lawyer that they appointed says he has not been allowed to see the details of the case. This is the way it works over in the Islamic Republic. Then came the news on Sunday that Salahi was accused of corruption on earth. One of the charges leveled against at least five people who have been sentenced to death by courts in Tehran over the protests. In an interview with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, recorded shortly before his arrest, Salahi said, "Joy is a crime in Iran. Dancing is a crime in Iran. A free Iran, in my opinion, is a country where plainclothes policemen cannot abduct you from the streets and then have the law protect them. A free Iran, in my opinion, is a country where regime agents do not have license to commit rape." More than 450 people have been killed in the 74 days since the protest began, including more than 60 children. According to the United Nations. As many as 15,000 protesters have been arrested, Germany's foreign minister said last week. The United Nations Human Rights Body has ordered an investigation into the crackdown against the protesters, and that's a good thing, I guess, but again, what do you do except try to at least have people of conscience achieve some kind of unity in rejection of this evil regime? And the evil regime in Russia that props it up and supports it and benefits by getting Iranian drones that they use against the Ukrainians. And to recognize that there is a difference, and a profound difference, between regimes that are evil, that will arrest someone and potentially execute him for corruption on earth because of a song that he sang. And that he publicized that was critical of the regime. There's also, over here, one of the things that you remember about Iran is that there's very little responsibility on the part of the leaders of that country in terms of telling anything like the truth about their country or what's going on in their country. I think of the time that the president Ahmadinejad, who we referred to on the air as President Ahmadinejad, he was invited to speak at Columbia University, and he was asked at Columbia University about the treatment of homosexuals in Iran. And he's delivered some startling news that I'd never heard before, which is, he said, there are no homosexuals in Iran. And when you are facing potential prison terms and death penalties and things like that. Okay, I understand. It may be difficult. They probably do not have any kind of gay pride parade. But here in the United States, there is a new development, which is making news, which is that the number of same-sex couple households in the U.S. has gone past 1 million for the first time ever. There were more than 1.2 million same-sex couple households across the country in 2021. That was up from 540,000 back in 2008, an increase of 120%. The data is taken from the Census Bureau's annual American Community Survey. About 710,000, 59% of the same-sex couple households were married, and about 500,000, 41%, were unmarried. And what's fascinating about that is that that is not that dissimilar from the statistics between married and unmarried among couples who had heterosexual couples who were living together. The number of married same-sex households started to outnumber unmarried same-sex households in 2016, following the Supreme Court's landmark Obergefell versus Hodges ruling. The release of this new data coincides with the advancement of landmark legislation that codifies federal protection for marriages of same-sex couples. The Respect for Marriage Act was approved by a vote of 61-36 in the Senate, a bipartisan vote, and now returns to the House for a final vote before it can go to President Joe Biden, who has said he looks forward to enacting it. Is this number relevant at all? I think it is, because it suggests the extent to which this is an issue that has been decided. And it has been decided not just by the Supreme Court. It's been decided by the American people. And the idea of going to war over attempting to undo or decouple somehow these 1.2 million gay households, that would be something a bridge too far. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wishing you the very best for a holiday season with joy to the world. And yes, marriage, for most of us, I think, who are fortunate enough to be married, there is an association with joy. Certainly, you feel that in weddings, right? And the one thing I needed to add to this news item about passing 1.2 million same-sex households. The Census Bureau and has come up with data state by state as to the highest percentage of same-sex couple households of any state. And which state do you think has the highest percentage of same-sex couple households? I would have guessed California, and but California isn't there, partially because it is such a huge state, and there are parts of California that are somewhat conservative and agricultural, and there's a Central Valley, and in any event, Hawaii has the highest percentage of same-sex couple households of any state. You know what the percent is? It's 1.4%, and that's followed by Oregon, which is second, and Delaware, both at 1.3%. The District of Columbia, Washington, however, blows them all out of the water, 2.5% of all households are same-sex couples in the District of Columbia. Okay, that still means that you have 97.5% that are other forms of households, either opposite sex couples or single households, or people living alone, single households, or some other form of household formation. The lowest percentage of same-sex couple households of any state is South Dakota at 0.4%, followed by Kansas, Mississippi, Idaho, North Dakota, and Montana, which are all at 0.5%. All right, the reason I wanted to provide this that additional perspective is it's just too easy given the focus that media so often put on unconventional households to believe that, well, I mean, I think if you ask the average American what percentage of marriages do you think are gay marriages today, because you hear so much about that issue, somebody would answer like 10 times the actual percentage, being for the top state, Hawaii, 1.4%. I don't think people would recognize that it was still, despite the broad acceptance of gay marriage, that it was still such a relative rarity. I'll tell you what is not a rarity. What's not a rarity is people raving about electoral corruption. And there is now a charge. It actually came out in an RNC ad, Republican National Committee ad, about Hakeem Jeffries, the new Democratic leader in the House of Representatives. And part of what he said, and we covered it yesterday, that in his basic statement accepting the unanimous selection by his caucus to have him take over from Nancy Pelosi as the leader of the Democrats in Congress, to have him offer a hand of cooperation to work with Republicans, etc., etc., he wasn't always that reasonable. And in 2019, Jeffries claimed that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election and artificially made Trump president. And this has led the RNC to attack him basically as an election denier. This is a new RNC ad. Listen.
Russia interfered with our election, attacked our democracy for the sole purpose of artificially placing someone at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They were successful.
Okay, and then they went on, the RNC, to put forward a series of screenshots of past tweets that Jeffries had made about the elections of 2016. In one tweet, he said of Trump, lie, more than any administration in the history of the Republic, cheat, 2016 election, Russian interference, steal, one or two Supreme Court seats, when will Republicans put country ahead of party, and then that's hashtag clean up corruption. And then two more tweets that they highlighted from the RNC. They showed a picture of Hakeem Jeffries and his original tweet, and this one was from November 24th of 2020. It said, keep pouting. History will never accept you as a legitimate president. And that was in November of 2020, that was after the second election that President Trump clearly lost. And then it a subsequent tweet that says, let's be clear, Donald, the only person trying to steal the election is you and your buddies in the Kremlin. Okay, there's a great deal of this, and he was one of those people who was actually, I think, counting on the Mueller investigation to show that there was collusion between Russian agents and the Trump campaign. The point about the Russian interference in our election, which was real, and which Mueller said there definitely was basically what they were trying to do is to wreak chaos in our election, to turn Americans against one another, to spread all kinds of salacious rumors on all sides of things. What there wasn't was an organized effort by the Trump campaign to work with these Russian agents of influence and with the Russian attempts to damage American democracy. And I think it's a stretch, particularly for the Republican National Committee, which is still humoring, too much election denial on the part of current day Republicans. I mean, you have Carrie Lake out there saying that she is willing to go to jail and she wants other people to go to jail rather than accepting the fact that she lost an election. The whole notion goes to a very fine column that Karl Rove wrote that was published in the Journal Today, which was talked about congressional oversight, and that one of the things that is going to determine whether or not the Republicans are successful and are able to sustain their very narrow majority in the House of Representatives will be that they focus on the things that really matter to the American people. And the idea of going back and trying to settle old scores about charges that were not fair and were not accurate and were nasty by Democrats about Russian collusion, that what's different about the election denial right now is that it came with the idea of actually attempting to overturn the result. Even the worst of the charges against President Trump never led to any belief that it would somehow lead to installing Hillary Clinton as president. I mean, even if they had succeeded in their impeachment attempts, you know what it would have done? It would have made Mike Pence president. And Karl Rove writes today, "One thing we know Americans will get from a Republican House is oversight, and lots of it. Committees will issue demands for documents and testimony and hold frequent hearings. Both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue will volley charges. House GOP leaders have already promised investigations into Hunter Biden's business dealings, the failed response to the border crisis, politicization at the Justice Department and Federal Bureau of Investigation, COVID's origin, and the Afghan fiasco. Republicans see payback and partisan advantage in oversight, but Democrats see statements, possibilities for GOP self-sabotage." And what Rove is saying is that the crucial thing for Republicans is to show that there is at least some kind of positive attempt at change and accomplishment for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.